to it now as we continue the conversation here on the road this week in North Carolina, because we get on, gotta get out of the studio sometimes and see people, real people out there. I don't believe that North Carolina is a swing state anymore. I believe it's a red state. It's an R+3 state. I believe that they may send more members of Congress that are Republicans as well come November, but it's not going to be much of a battle when it gets to the Republican presidential nominee, I don't think. Governor Scott Walker joining me now, former governor of the state of Wisconsin. He's also the president of Young America's Foundation. Governor, nice to have you here.
Yeah.
Good to have you. All right, so TikTok has been top of the fold for a lot of people for quite a while right now. New polling saying that TikTok and Gen Z, well, they want to defend free speech. And the House passed a bill that would essentially require TikTok to be owned by an American company, not a foreign one beholden to the Chinese Communist Party, which I happen to agree with, by the way. But TikTok, I mean, this is a major way that a lot of younger people communicate. They send videos, both fun and serious and everything in between. What do you make of this right now? What is TikTok? How should we look at TikTok? How should we deal with it going forward?
Well, I'm not on it because I don't want the CCP collecting my information. I certainly would make that case to anyone listening, young or old alike. But our organization, Young America's Foundation, has set up a separate account just for the same reasons. We're at University of California, Berkeley. We're at Harvard. We're at Yale. We're at Stanford. We're at places like that all across the country because we need to go where young people need to hear our conservative message. And so I'm with you. I actually think what they're proposing in Congress is fairly reasonable. It's not saying you have to ban it entirely. It's not saying the government's somehow going to come in and regulate with the commission. It's just saying the ownership can't be the CCP. You know, during World War II, we wouldn't have allowed anyone connected to Nazi Germany to own our major TV networks. And I think the same thing holds true here. Get the CCP out of it. You can still have TikTok. It just shouldn't have that foreign interest that's directly at odds with us.
So who do you think should step up then? Who, if there's going to be an American company, I saw Steve Mnuchin, the former Secretary of the Treasury under Donald Trump, has suggested that he might have a group of people to buy TikTok. How do you think that process should go? Because, look, we all know here in Michigan, where I am, we see the CCP coming in building battery factories under the guise of creating jobs and so forth. You probably have the same challenges in Wisconsin where you are and other places in the country. How do you vet the company that's going to take over?
Well, I think the key with all this is it's got to be not just something on the surface, but showing that the financial ties are not connected to CCP. How they go about doing that, to me, you know, it should be as clear and upfront as possible. Again, I don't want some elaborate federal commission involved because I think understandably that's part of the concerns that people have. Sure. But remember, the CCP is doing more than just TikTok. TikTok in China is different than TikTok in the United States. There's a reason for that. It's not just whether I agree or disagree with their views. There is a concerted effort. One of our friends, one of our alumni, Young America's Foundation, Peter Schweitzer's got this remarkable bestseller out called Blood Money. It's been out for the last month. And it talks about the CCP's role not only in TikTok, but even at the border with 2,000-some Chinese nationalists being chemists along the southern border just on the Mexico side. It talks about the CCP providing at cost the pill presses that are sending fentanyl in that led to some 100,000
people. Let me ask you something about that, Governor, because that's, you know, we've heard this before, that the components that create fentanyl, for example, are manufactured in China, shipped to Mexico, where they are combined to make the compound, which results in fentanyl, which results in 125,000 deaths in America or more. So 300 to 400 Americans will die today from fentanyl poisoning. How is that not an act of war by Mexico or China or both? And look, I don't believe Mexico is truly an ally of the United States. I mean, we just heard President Obrador say, hey, if you send $20 billion, maybe we'll try to stem the flow of illegals into your country. That's extortion where I grew up. And I don't think Mexico is a partner in anything. And in China, how is that not an act of war to allow to actively be involved in selling for profit poison that kills Americans?
Well, it's clear. Again, Schweitzer spells this out in the book. He's got documents not only from what's happening in Mexico, but with the CCP in China. This is what they're doing. This is it's remarkable how he spells out how they understand that they can't win a war, at least not yet, directly with our militaries against each other. So the way they're doing it is by undermining us at so many different levels from within. It's not an external battle. It's from within. The one rare contrast to that is at the southern border, where I've said for some time, CCP or not, this is an invasion. It's why I stand with Governor Greg Abbott in Texas and think he's been doing the right thing. If I was a border state, heck, if I'm a governor of any state, but particularly as a border state, I'm doing exactly what Greg Abbott is doing to try and stop the invasion that's coming in, not to just to his state, but to our country. In Michigan, in Wisconsin, in New Hampshire, heck, in Oregon, when you have kids dying of fentanyl overdoses on their first time ever trying any of this, that is because of a concerted effort coming across our southern border, and the CCP is behind it.
Yeah, and our top story today here on the program, a 25-year-old woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan, murdered at the hands of an illegal alien in Grand Rapids. Her body dumped along U.S. 131 in the city of Grand Rapids. Nice city, by the way, but here you have it again. I mean, how many people have to die is my question. How many people have to die, whether it's from a brutal murder like that, getting hit by a drunk driver, or fentanyl, all associated with an open southern border, Governor? How many people, how many American citizens have to die before there's a realization that not only what we're doing at the southern border is wrong, but it's criminal? How many?
Well, it should be not one more. We saw it with Lake and Riley. We've seen it there in Grand Rapids. We've seen it up in the northwest part of my state, Wisconsin, where, again, another drunk driver. You have example after example after example. And this should be a national security crisis, not a border crisis, but a national security crisis. I've spelled out clearly what should be done. I think others have as well. Send not just Texas National Guard, send the military. If we had an invasion like we've seen in other parts of the world, the military would be there in any other country. We need to block that with the military, finish building the wall, put in permanent border security. I'm all for legal immigration. I have no problem with that. We have over a million people legally immigrate into America.
Right.
But stop the flow of illegal migrants over the southern border.
And Governor, let me ask you this. We've got about a minute and a half left here. Looking at the polling numbers, Wisconsin shows Donald Trump with a razor-thin lead in the Real Clear Politics average. Whether it's the border or the failure of Bidenomics, how do you take the temperature of Wisconsin voters? What do you think is happening there? What do you think the outcome would be if the election were today? And therefore, what would you say about November looking down the road?
I wish the election was today because I think it would be an overwhelming win in Wisconsin and Michigan and across the country for former President Donald Trump for three specific reasons. You alluded to two of the three. It's high prices, not just the economy, but high prices. People can see it. They don't care what the GDP is. They don't care what the stock market is. They're paying high prices, much higher than they were when Donald Trump was in. Border security, they're feeling it all across the country. And public safety. You know, you see it in Detroit. You see it in Milwaukee. You see it all across the country. They're very concerned, particularly in our nation's largest, once great cities. And I think those three things are why Joe Biden's going to lose. If it's a referendum on those issues, Joe Biden is out and Donald Trump is in.
Crime. You're right. Another driving factor. So the border Bidenomics and out of control crime. I think you're on it, Governor. Governor Scott Walker, I always appreciate you being here. He is the president of YAF, Young America's Foundation. Sir, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Keep fighting for freedom.
Freedom, liberty, America. Border Bidenomics and crime. I think he's right on it right there. And sadly, I don't see much of that changing, although the Democrats might try to play some sort of a game and say, oh, look, we're securing the border. Don't forgive them for what they've done for 3.5 years already. Do not forgive them. Do not give them a pass on any of this and the damage they've done to your country, to our country, to America. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send if you can, coins@stevegerber.com.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.